proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast. We began a series on the suffering servant of Isaiah chapter 53. In the previous lesson, we presented the Jewish claim regarding that servant, namely that the term referred to the nation of Israel as a collective entity. In the next sessions, we'll see how the Christian belief that the servant represented Jesus Christ contains greater validity than the Jewish assertion. As noted earlier, God referred to specific individuals as my servant. Some passages found in Isaiah 42 suggest that he did the same thing with connection to the promised Messiah. When we look at Isaiah chapter 42, the first part of the first verse in that section seems to refer not to a group of people, but to a specific individual. Quote, "Behold, my servant whom I uphold, mine elect in whom my soul delighteth," unquote. The first verb used in that sentence, uphold, seems to rule out that verse as a reference to a corporate entity, such as the Jewish nation. The Hebrew word tamach, rendered as uphold, denoted support or substance. That verb appeared literally in Exodus chapter 17, with regard to Aaron and Hur lifting up Moses' hands at the battlefield of Rephidim. In Psalm 41, David used tamach in a metaphorical sense when he wrote about God upholding or sustaining him. Denoting Israel as the object of God's delight, however, does not correspond with other passages in Isaiah. In those sections of Scripture, God harshly criticized the Jewish people for their ungodly practices. Look at Isaiah chapter 1, for example. God referred to the Jewish people as a, quote, "sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors," unquote. Turn to Isaiah chapter 5 when God remarked that, quote, "He looked for judgment, but behold oppression. For righteousness, but behold the cry," unquote. These phrases in Isaiah do not seem to describe a society in which God took pleasure from their actions. Going back to the servant of Isaiah chapter 42, God declared, quote, "I have put my spirit upon him," unquote. A number of Old Testament references indicated that God performed that action not on behalf of groups of people, but on behalf of specific individuals. For example, the author of Judges chapter 3 wrote that the Spirit of the Lord came upon Othniel, the first of Israel's judges, enabling him to lead a successful revolt against Israel's Mesopotamian oppressors. The first verse of Isaiah chapter 42 concluded that God's servant, quote, "shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles," unquote. The Old Testament reveals that the Jewish nation did not fulfill that role. At Mount Sinai, God established Israel as an example of the blessedness that would accrue to a people who lived in a covenant relationship with the true God. The Jewish people, however, did not appreciate that designation. When Samuel's contemporaries told him to make them a king, according to 1 Samuel chapter 8, this was the reason they gave, quote, "that we also may be like all the nations, and that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles," unquote. In other words, the Jewish people did not seek to bring forth God's truths and judgments to the Gentiles, but rather the Jews sought to emulate their Gentile neighbors. To that end, the Jewish nation even adopted idolatrous practices, such as sacrificing their children to the pagan god Molech. Instead of serving as a light to their Gentile neighbors, the Jewish nations sought to follow after their patterns, hardly equipping them to be a faithful servant in God's eyes. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another broadcast.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.